Agedavach. We are learning Sunday's daf. We're getting a little ahead for Erev Pesach. We are going to learn Emret Hashem by Messiah daf Nun Gimel. Messiah daf Gimel. We left off Nun Beis Amad Beis. Let's pick it up from the two dots, exactly like we said. Amar Papas. From the two dots. V'nais l'maisa sheni v'nichayshish sheni el nefesh ra. So we are quoting for the Mishnah, which says that even though you have this defective coin, which we discussed how defective it could be, that it can still go in circulation. If it's defective more than a sixth, or more than a 12th, or more than the 24th, depending on which ita, it's already a problem of Aina, but it still doesn't have to be taken out of circulation necessarily. And we said it could still be used for Maisa Sheni because the people who don't accept such coins are Nefesh Ra, are, not generous people. That's the Lashon, that is the mission. Before we see the next Gemara, actually, on the Gemara right before, this is an interesting point that I noticed right before Shabbos, the Sharm Sim Malacha brings, actually, it's the main Mechaber, it's a son that wrote, I think, this piece on Bava Metzia, but he writes that this Gemara fits into the Klal and Shas. Rav Chisda said it's a Midas Chasidus that we attach to our Mishnah, a Midas Chasidus that a person should accept back a coin even up to 12 months, even though we said you only give him enough time to go back to, in the big city, to go back to the Shulchani, in the small cities, to Erev Shabbos, in the villages, to Erev Shabbos. But if you know you passed this coin that was not really a good coin, you should take it back up to, even if 12 months. And the Gemara said, it's a mitzvah chasidus, you don't have to, but it's a mitzvah chasidus. That he points out, Sharm Zalacha points out, that mitzvah chasidus is a shprach and shas that comes up most often, if not, I want to say exclusively, but almost always with monetary dealings. That someone who's extra forgiving or extra, careful, extra generous and when it comes to monetary dealings, that is the most often usage of, I'm not saying the only, but most often usage of mitzvah chasidus. Okay, but back into our Gemara. So we just said that Maisa Sheni could be used with this coin that's somewhat defective. Amar Rav Papa, Shmamina, learn from our Mishnah. Haide Mukim Azuzi, someone who's stubborn about taking money. Rashi explains, this is Rashi is actually pretty high up on the page. Rashi says, Haide Mukim Azuzi, what does that mean? Maimed Atzma, it's about 40% way down the page from the top in Rashi. De Mukim Azuzi, Maimed Atzma Milkabel, Kishamaitzbim Pagam. Rashi is someone who doesn't accept coins that have some Pagam. So the way they explain this Rashi means even if the coin is just cracked or the coin is a bent, meaning not necessarily so deficient, as opposed to what we've been talking about till now, it's a key point that if a coin's deficient, it's missing actually in some of its weight, which is a much bigger issue, it's missing some of the actual weight. This is more just bent or cracked, and a person doesn't take it. Mikri Nefesh Ra is called Nefesh Ra. So the way we just typed it really addresses the question, because what's your Papa adding? The Mishnah says it could work for Maisa Sheni. You can redeem Maisa Sheni onto these coins, these defective coins, because people who don't accept it are Nefesh Ra, are just not generous people. And here the Rav Papa says, learn from here, someone who's makbid on money is considered Nefesh Ra. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. What's he adding? So one explanation is simply we just said that the Mishnah was talking about a coin that was deficient, that's missing in its weight. And we're calling the guy Nefesh Ra. So Rav Papa is saying, Kol Chikain, a coin that's not missing in its weight and it's just defective where it's bent or cracked. Again, that's how some of the Rishonim are learning what Rashi means, and they explain that's the Chiddush of Papa, that's Nefesh Ra. Rav Papa is adding even that's Kol Shekein, I should say, not even, Kol Shekein, that's Nefesh Ra. V'hani Mili, Rav Papa qualifies, who disagilu. It's only if the money still is can circulate, meaning, if for some reason it's damaged so much that it doesn't work in circulation, that is not a tiny, you don't accept it. You're not considering Nefesh Ra for not accepting it. It doesn't circulate. We're talking about a coin that does circulate, but, some people in particular don't take it. And you're choosing to be one of those people. But other people certainly will take it. If you know it's a coin that people will certainly take, and just some people don't take it, then not a problem. I think the modern-day equivalent would be, I don't know if things changed in recent years, but for years, a ripped dollar bill that you tape together, right? So some people just wouldn't take it. And most people would take it when the bank gets it. They, I don't know who rips it up and replaces it, the mint. But the point is that the same idea, people that are more particular wouldn't take it, but many people take it. That would be a good example of something that still works in circulation, still has the same value, but some people don't want to take it. And we're saying that someone is not generous. So according to Rav Papa, we're making a kol shekein from our Mishnah to a case where it is somewhat defective, but not missing in its size. Others learn the chiddush of Rav Papa is the second part of a statement. Hani Mili hu desagilu. He was coming to qualify the other way. This, he wasn't saying any chiddush in the first line. The chiddush is perhaps. The chiddush is that they have to take it or he considered a non-generous person for not taking it is only if it still circulates. But if it doesn't circulate anymore, then it wouldn't be considered that you're a non-generous person for not taking it. That's how others learn. That's how the Rif learns in Rav Papa L'Chaira. Again, I don't know if the Rif is only the only Chiddush, but that is a Chiddush Rav Papa, according to the Rif. What we said before about the difference between defective coins and deficient coins is the way the Ritva explains in her Papa. Mesela of Chizda. Now, this is going to be a nice big break coming up. I know we're still talking about coins and deficiencies, and I know, but we're going to have a nice break now. Not that there's anything wrong with I know, but it's definitely harder to sigya. It was a little bit of a challenge Friday morning and Friday afternoon, learning those two blot. The next really almost two full blot is going to discuss Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, Dinim. And here's where we open up into it. Mesailer of Chizkiah, I mean, we just opened up into it with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah referenced it, but here's where we get more into it. Mesailer of Chizkiah. Our Mishnah is a riot to Chizkiah. Our Mishnah says that a coin which is still is missing, is deficient, can be used for Maisa Sheni, redeeming, is a riot to Chizkiah. Dama Chizkiah, Balaparta. If one comes to change by a money changer, a coin that's deficient, so Parta Bashavia, if the coin itself at full weight was a selah, and because it's deficient, it's really only weight now, it has weight of the shekel, so you only get the change of a shekel. You don't get the change of the selah. Balachala, if he comes to be mechalal, if he comes to take Maisa Sheni and be mekadeshe, take the kedusha off the Maisa Sheni and put it onto the money, mechala biyafa, which we understand right now to mean, you treat it as if it's a full coin. Let's say the coin, again, the case example was, we're talking about a selah. It was a selah coin, and even though some of it's deficient, I shouldn't say up to a shekel, because once it's up to a shekel, that's really a coin you have to bury. Once it's more than halfway gone, that's a coin we suggested you have to bury. Let's not go to that extreme, but let's say it's a selah coin that's missing a quarter of the way down to a shekel. It's enough that it's certainly in the realm of Aina, it's certainly a problem of Aina to pass it off as is, but you still let it keep as well. You just have to make the person aware of what's missing. When it comes to Maisa Sheni, you let it use it, but Yafa sounds like, not Beshava, what it's worth, but Yafa sounds like what it means is you can redeem a seller's worth of Maisa Sheni with it. Says Gemara. My Kamar. What exactly was Chizkiah saying? What is Chizkiah saying? Hach Kamar. I mean, what the Gemara wants to know is, in his first statement, that he says, you burl a part when you come to exchange it, you exchange it for its actual worth. We already know that for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a coin that's past the shear of Aina, a sixth, a twelfth, a 24th, if you don't notify the person, or you don't change it for its current true worth, so isn't what's Chizkiah adding with that? Now, if that's the most question, it's a little bit of a problem. We're explaining them more like Rashi, but some of the first take issue with Rashi, because Chizkiah's second statement is a massive Chiddush, that you still can use the coin for its full value for Maisa Sheni. Again, I say that this is our current understanding, because we're going to tweak that understanding of Chizkiah anyway, but the way Rashi's learning, the Gemara's question might come out, has to be on the first line of Chizkiah. What's the line? What's that first line of Chizkiah telling us? That's already clear in the Mishnah. The second line is definitely a massive Chiddush. We never said in the Mishnah that you're able to, when we said you could use Maisa Sheni, that just means you could use Maisa Sheni. We never said you could use it at its full value. Maybe, going back to our example, if the seller is missing a quarter of its weight, you can only use it at three quarters value, not full value. And the way we're interpreting Chizkiah now, you could use it at full value. That's certainly a Chiddush. That can't be the Mara's question. So my Kamar, the way we're interpreting it, according to Rashi is, my Kamar is, on the first sentence, what's the Chiddush? That's the Mamish, the Mishnah. So what was he saying? On that sentence, the Mara, why does Chizkiah tell us the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Ach, Kamar, here's what he was saying. Even though when you come to exchange it, it's only going to be changed for its actual worth, which means when the guy makes it into Maisa Sheni money and he takes his Yishalayim, he's only going to get an actual worth, which in our example is going to be three quarters of a selah. When he's mechalat, he can still count it as if it's a whole selah. He gets to count, he gets to take the kedusha off a selah's worth of Maisa Sheni onto this coin, and that's taka masu chiddush. So the point where we're gaining now is we're explaining that the first line was, even though it wasn't a chiddush, the first line was setting up for the chiddush of the second line. It was helping set up for the chiddush of the second line. Says Gemara, 1 second. The man with the chizkiah to mezalzil the Maisa Sheni. That means to say that chizkiah holds that you can be mezalzil in Meiser, you can be mezalzel in Meiser Sheni. Now there is the key point to the first speak out of here, that it's not that they bring this from Taisvis, that and other Rishonim, Taisvis brings from the Rivan, that it's not the pshat that no one will value this coin as a seller. If no one's going to accept this coin in a selah, then no one could agree. Chizkiah would never say that you can be even in this hafamina, which Gemara is going to fall off of, that you can deconsecrate the Maisa Sheni produce for a full seller's worth on a coin that no one's going to give you a seller for it. It means even though many people will only take a bishavya and they won't accept as a seller, since there are some people that will still honor the seller price of the coin, the full seller price, therefore you can take off the kedusha of peiros worth the seller onto this coin, even though the chances that you will get that are not so high. You may not get that amount when you go to Yerushalayim and you try to do redemption. You may not find that guy who's willing to accept it. But the point is, you're allowed to because it exists. That's how they explain. And some explain in Rashi as well, but that's how I explain certainly in Tosfos and the Rivan. That's how they explain this line, why it's working. A little more of at least a pshat and why it's working. But even so, it's still what we call a zilzal. You're cheapening my sasheni because the saying, chances are most people or many people are not going to accept it. Says Gemara at that price. Remember the Sefer Chizkiya says, are you telling me that Chizkiya holds the mezalzin of my sasheni? That when mezalzal usually means like to embarrass or to cheapen. In this context, it means much more like very much cheapening. We cheapen my sasheni, meaning we're willing to redeem Maisa Sheni in a cheaper value? Is that true? So, I've Amar Chizkiya, Maisa Sheni, Shein B'Shav Pruta, Maisa Sheni, which doesn't have a Shava Pruta. So you want to redeem it, but you don't have a Shava Pruta to put it onto, but you can't redeem something for less, you can't do less than a Shava Pruta to Shat. So what do? Aymer, Hu V'Chumash, Mechulal, this is a basic din we have to keep in mind for the next two blah. It's a basic din when you redeem Maisa Sheni, you have to get a fifth. The same halacha, when a person goes to Hekdish and redeems the own item that he was Makdish, he needs to pay the value and plus add a fifth. He adds a fifth. If he himself redeemed what he was Makdish, he adds a fifth. And this will actually come up, that Hekdish part will be much more relevant in the beginning of tomorrow's daf, but or Monday's daf, or daf ed. But the idea is the same on Maisa Sheni. It's a pasuk chumash. When a person goes and redeems Maiser Sheni, v'yasav chemishas alav, there's a din to add a chemish when he redeems his Maiser Sheni, he has to add a fifth. So now, if the guy's redeeming Maiser Sheni, and it doesn't equal up to Pruta, so yet what he says is that the Maiser Sheni, the Kedusha from this Paris, let's pick an example, one small grape is not worth a Pruta. The Kedusha's Maiser Sheni from this grape, and the chemish on top of it also, it should be mechulal, check this out, mechulal on Maiser Shenis. It should be mechulal on other Maiser Sheni monies that I've already sanctified. And what that means is very simple. It was very common, it was often that a person, very normal, would take a coin worth much more than a pruta. Let's just say an Isser. We know that the first Mishnah Kedushin tells us that we had this not so long ago, that a pruta is 1/8 of an Isser Italki. So there's 8 prutas in Isser Italki. So he would take a Isser and redeem a whole bunch of Maiser Sheni. Maybe he only redeemed 5 prutas of Maiser Sheni onto that Isser, which means the Isser still has, even with the Chaimishes, still has a space of a couple of prutas left that is open for redemption. So he says it should go, my Maiser Sheni and the Chaimish should go onto that existing Isser, it should go there as well. The Fishiev Shaloi Adam Latamtim Maisev, because a person is impossible to be Matsamtim on his Mais, meaning he never does a precise exchange when he redeems Maiser Sheni. Therefore, there's always extra. So here you have Chizkiya operating with an assumption that when you redeem Maiser Sheni onto money, you always have extra space. There's always more room because you pay more with your money than the actual value of the Maiser Sheni. And now in our Gemara, Chizkiya is saying you can use a coin that's defective, a coin that the average person in the market is going to give you less, and you're able to use the full value of it when we say the word biyafa. It doesn't make sense. Is he being mezalzel or not? Says Gemara, my biyafa, what does biyafa mean? B'tayres yafa. B'tayres yafa means it's worth. It means according to what it itself is worth. Now, what does that mean? Meaning, when you take the payris and you put it onto the coin, you go based on exactly what you're going to get in a confident way, which actually means less than its actual value. Why? We'll get ahead of ourselves. The first will spell out shortly, but let's say it. We'll speak out now already. What it means like this: when you have a coin, let's say you have a coin that was worth a sella. That's our example that we keep giving, a sella. And let's say, in our example, it went down by a quarter. Let's pick a more specific number because it fits with the mice. We know that there were 24 mice of silver in a sella. 24 mice of silver in a sella. Let's say this sella was missing 4 mice worth of its silver, which is a sixth. 16.6%, not 25%, 16.6%. It's missing. When you go to exchange it, the real market value should be 20 mice because it still has 20 mice of that sella. But people, because it's already damaged, they actually accept the drop less. The people that are particular, they don't just take it at 20, they only take 19. And that's what he's saying. So Mamash going the opposite way. We're saying that Rav Chizkiya meant to say, you could use these coins, and even though when you part it, when you go to the money changer, you'll maybe get Beshava, but when you go redeem it from Maaser Sheni, you actually go down and take less. You take the amount that you'd get Beyafa of what it's worth, meaning Beyafa what you'd get, you know, in a good way. What someone that's going to, you know, for sure do an exchange with you, he'll give you at least 19. That's what you get. Says the Gemara. And now what we understand from here is the trei zili lemezuzin lemei. We're not going to do two zozos. We're not going to do two zozos. What do we two zozos? One zozo is that we let you use these defective coins. These defective coins are not so simple to utilize. They're not so pashut that they should be used for ma'aseh shein in the first place. And the chiddush is that even though it's defective, it still works. Why is that a chiddush b'chalal? Because we spoke out in the past. If it's tzarta kesef biyadecha, it needs to be kesef tzura. It has to be kesef with the tzura on it. Stam is an unminted coin. We discussed about Simon, but stam is an unminted coin because it's not to be used for a redemption. That's the moment he says different. Besides the case of Piedech, we dashed another way before that Piedech, as long as it's a coin that you hold in your hand, maybe even if it's not minted yet, maybe it could be good. But the point is, it needs to be a coin that has a status of a coin. Maybe once the coin is somewhat defective, it can't be used. Kamashpon, it could be used. But to use it at the lower value, to say you can use a defective coin, at the higher value, at the true value, that you can't do. On the contrary, we do biyafa, we do a clear amount that you're for sure going to get. That's how we tweaked Chizkiyah's Chiddush. Okay, Kufa. Now that we've understood Chizkiyah's Memra, now we're going to focus more on the second part of the statement, which was, Amar Chizkiyah, Maisa Sheini, Shema Shavruta, Aymer Hu V'chum Shem B'chol HaMaisa V'shainas. We had a second statement from Chizkiyah himself when we asked the Kash initially. The first statement we had was that you can use the money B'yafa, which we thought means a full value, the defective coin, to redeem Maisa Sheini, which means you're almost like short changing Maisa Sheini, and it's fine. We were bothered because elsewhere, it's clear that he holds you always overestimating the coinage you use for Maisa Sheini. So as a steer, our answer was, like the second side, you go yafa, you don't shortchange, so to speak, Maisa Sheini. So now, on the second member, Amar Chizkiyah, Maisa Sheini, Shem B'Shav Pruta, Maisa Sheini, Shem B'Shav Pruta, Aymer Hu, Muchum Shem B'Chol HaMaisa B'Shainas, you say it, the Iker and the Chemish, are Mechul onto other monies that are already on Maisa Sheini. Because a person never Matam Zemais, he always has some extra free available space within what he already redeemed as Maisa Sheini. There's extra coin, extra money corresponding the payers. So just stick that pruta and change in there. Ask Gemara Meisvei, but we have a question from a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Bikurim, first Mishnah, second Perek. This Mishnah is comparing and contrasting Truma and Bikurim to Maisa Sheini. Says the Mishnah, Hachuma and Bikurim. Truma and Bikurim, those are both matanis that go to the Kayan. Truma and Bikurim, the halacha is Chayv L'Misa. Someone who eats him was the Tzar. Someone who's a Zar non-Kayan, or a Kayan who eats it, but he eats it Batuma. Chayv Misa, talach is, this Chayv Misa b'dei shemayim. Chayv la Misa. V'chaymish. And furthermore, if a non-Kayan eats it, and he has to pay back not just the base, but he also has to add, v'chaymish, has to pay the base, plus a chaymish. That's a din, again, by Truma. If one who's non-Kayan, a Zar, eats Truma, he is Chayv Misa b'dei shemayim. He has to add a chaymish. Next, top of Negim Amnalv, Vasru and Lazarim. And their usher to Zarim. Now, we just learned that was what it meant when we said it's Chayv Misa B'Shemayim. So, what are we adding by saying it's a Surim L'Zarim? So, some take it to Gersa? No. No one takes it to Gersa, but the Tap Rashi. Vasum L'Zarim, Pelo Yoichal. Right, that was what it was. That Rashi points out that the reason why we say over here is because we're going to contrast this with Maisa Sheini. Maisa Sheini, besides for the fact that there's no Chayv Misa B'Shemayim, there's for a non-Kayan, also it's not even Aser. A non-Kayan is allowed to eat it. So we want to point out, by Tami's Chayv Misa B'Shemayim, by non-Kayan, by Truma and Bikurim, obviously it's Aser to eat, but we want to see the flip side. Maisa Sheini is not only not Chayv Misa B'Shemayim, it's also even Mutter to eat for non-Kayan. So that's why we said this, as we said this line. Okay, next. Ve'enich Se'Kayan. The Truma and Bikurim belong to the Kayan in that they can Mekad the Shanisha. It becomes Mama in Kayan, and he can Mekad the Shanisha. It's considered his money. He's Mekad the Shanisha with it, as opposed to Maisa Sheini, where you can't Mekad the Shanisha. That's a whole machlekes, maybe Rebuda. We've spoken about it many times in the past. It's a whole machlekes whether Maisa Sheini is Mama Bailam that has a dinti to Yushalayim, or it's Mama Gavaya, belongs to Shemayim, that you're allowed to eat Yushalayim, but it's Mama Gavaya. Obviously, this Mishnah and Bikurim is going with the Mandamar that it's Mama Gavaya, and therefore you cannot be Mekad the Shanisha with the Maisa Sheini money, even though you can with Truma and Bikurim. And Truma and Bikurim are Batal in 100-1 ratio. That's the share of Bittal. Pasha Midaraisa, the share of Bittal is much less. Everything's Batal, but right. Midaraisa, but we say by Truma and Bikurim, you need 100-1. Utunim Rechitzas Raglayim, Rechitzas Yadayim. And before you eat it, Rabbanu Masaki, you need to wash your hands before you eat Truma as a precaution. It's again, it's Gzer Darabanan as a precaution. That's actually one of the basic ideas why we wash our hands for as very close to Yanad Yema of Pesach or Chatz, but why we wash our hands before we eat bread? It's very related. The idea is with because Rabbanu Gezer, a concern of tuma on the hands, also food in your mouth, and contracting tumah with the hands, and then you touch the truma, and then truma tumeah is a problem. So as extra precaution, the chachamim were misakin to wash one's hands. Kohanim have to wash their hands even before they eat, not just bread, even before they eat peiros of truma, they have to wash their hands. Maaseh sheni, there was no gezeirah of washing hands before maaseh sheni. The idea, by the way, of washing our hands before on Orchatz by the Seder is a similar idea that peiros are going to be dipped. It's related, but peiros that are going to be dipped become royal, susceptible to kapatama. We're going to dip the karpas in salt water, and peiros that are dipped are really kapatama, peiros that are made moist, and therefore wash hands before we eat it. Why don't we do it all year round? Because it could be the Satan Haga. Then why don't we do it on Pesach? Kadesh Shotanikas, or because on Pesach we're more like Malachim, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Okay, different pshatim given, but this definitely relates to that topic. Verav Shemesh. That by truma, one who's tameh, the tumas yaim, goes to the mikvah and he has to wait for nightfall to eat truma. But ma'aser sheni, he doesn't have to wait for nightfall. He's what's been called tefil yaim. He goes to the mikvah, and once he goes to the mikvah, he comes out. He can eat ma'aser sheni as a tefil yaim. And hara'elu, all these things we just spoke out, we kind of spoke out the differences as we went along because of this line. Hara'elu b'trum bikurim, mashing ma'aser. All these dinim are by truma and bikurim and not by ma'aser. It doesn't go over the list again, but all these dinim apply to truma and bikurim and not by ma'aser. Okay. Now says the Gemara, my mashing and ma'aser. When it says it doesn't apply by ma'aser, what are we talking about? We said specifically we're focused on the bidin of bittul. We say truma bikurim bittul 100 to 1. What does it mean by ma'aser sheni is not bittul? Mashing and ma'aser la machad ma'aser bittul beruba. Must be ma'aser sheni. If it gets mixed in, it's bittul beruba. You don't need 100 to 1. All you need is brave, like some other bittul. A simple brave is enough. Gemara's a festa taina. Ma'aser sheni gets mixed into something. What's the problem? Just redeem it onto money. Redeem it onto money. Teretz is, what are we talking about? We must be talking about a case where the ma'aser sheni got mixed in was worth less than a pruta. Ma'aser sheni is worth less than a pruta. You can't redeem onto money. You can't do redemption of less than a pruta. So therefore, the ma'aser sheni can't be redeemed, and therefore you have to come out to bittul. So again, the question is based on an assumption, first of all, that when we say ma'aser came by ma'aser sheni, it bittul b'roiv helps, as opposed to by truma and bikurim, which needs 100 to 1. And our question is, bishlam, if you hold na'ik b'chizkiah, that anything less than a pruta, there's a problem by ma'aser sheni redeeming it, that's why you need bittul. More than a pruta, everyone agrees, just redeem it. You don't come out to bittul when you can redeem it. But less than a pruta, you can't redeem it. But according to Chizkiah, it says even less than a pruta, you can redeem it because you just throw it into another coin, another amount that already was redeemed. So why is that not an option over here? Says the Gemara, there's an option to redeem it. It's a davar sheish matirin, anything which can become matir. The klal is called davar sheish matirin. Afi be'alflei batal. We don't see a bit on which is on a davar sheish matirin. Classic is again relevant to yantiv coming up. Beit sashinal to biyantiv. If an egg not mativ, we say it's muktzah. But if it gets mixed up with other eggs, right? There's a whole discussion that lechera not becoming matir even with bittul because it'll be davar sheish matirin. When's it matir? The next day after yantiv, it's matir. So you don't say bittul on a davar sheish matirin. That's a whole discussion over there by the right at the beginning of Masechta Beitza. Okay, so here we should say that according to Chizkiah, there should be no bittul. Says the Gemara, it's very nice the way you made the diak. We said that truma and bikurim have a bittul of 100 to 1, as opposed to ma'aser sheni. And you assume that means, which has a bittul even less than that, raiv. Maybe it means the other way. Maybe it means ma'aser sheni doesn't have bittul, exactly like you're saying. Umayda ma'aser sheni ma'aser. To bata beruba, who told you ma'aser sheni ma'aser means? That it's bata beruba, duma le bata klam. Maybe gufa means it's not bata lo, which is exactly beautiful like Chizkiah. In a case where you need bittul, when you can redeem it, obviously. But when you can't redeem it, it doesn't have bittul at all, because, I'm sorry, go according to Chizkiah, if it's beautifully, because you always can redeem it. You always can redeem it, and therefore it won't have bittul. Says the Gemara, lemetz amahachi. You can't say this. Why? Because the Mishnah was listing all the chumras of truma and bikurim over ma'aser sheni. It was listing all the chumras. Chiv mitzvah shemayim, it's asla zarim, it's the bittul is 100 to 1, it needs rechitza, it needs hirv shemesh, not tefil yayim, it's all chumras. Now you're telling me the bittul of 100 to 1 is a kula, as opposed to ma'aser sheni, which is more chumra, doesn't bittul at all, doesn't fit the whole pattern. Gemara says, what do you mean? It also says about being able to be mekadesh nisha. Katani. So you tell me it can't mean that by ma'aser sheni there's no bittul at all, because that'll make ma'aser sheni more chumra. But katani vein nichzikayin, it says that by nichzei kayin, the truma bikurim belong to the kayin, mekadesh nisha, it's mamish's money, as opposed to ma'aser sheni, which is mamish kavaya, it's not your money. That's also a leniency, so to speak, by truma and bikurim of ma'aser sheni. So that can't, don't tell me that everything in the list is leniency, and therefore maybe would say that bittul also, truma bikurim is more lenient than ma'aser sheni. Mar says, you're right. However, don't make a mistake about saying that ma'aser sheni cannot become batal. The Tanya Behedi, because we have a black and white brisa. Maisa Sheni batal beruba. We have a black and white brisa that says Maisa Sheni is batal beroyev. Oveza Maisa Sheni amru. Maisa Sheni mechar bruta shnichasu shalayim v'yatza. We have a black and white brisa that says Maisa Sheni is batal beroyev, specifically in cases that it's batal beroyev, specifically in cases that you can't redeem. And what are those cases? Either ain b'shar pruta, Chizkiya's case, that's black and white problem with Chizkiya, or Maisa Sheni Rishu Yerushalayim. Lach is once Maisa Sheni Rishu Yerushalayim, no longer allowed to redeem it. You only can redeem it if it didn't get Yerushalayim. Once it gets Yerushalayim and you take it out, it's too late, you can't redeem it anymore. That's the general halacha. So we're back to having a problem with Chizkiya because the Bryce says very clearly, Maisa Sheni typically could be batal b'raiv, but just by ain b'shar pruta. But according to Chizkiya, even ain b'shar pruta shouldn't be able to be batal. For me, the Chizkiya, because if you're the Chizkiya, Lavik and Chizkiya, if you're the Chizkiya, why are you saying that my Maisa Sheni is less than a Shar Bruta? It's Batal. Do like Chizkiya says, Venechal, Lay Al Maisa Sheni. Back to our question. So you write the Diak from the Mishnah Bikurim wasn't the best Diak, but we could just ask Kashf and the Braisa. We have a Kashf and the Braisa on Chizkiya. Says Gemara, Delay Parik, simple Teretz. When the Braisa says that Maisa Sheni becomes Batal when it's less than Shar Bruta and it gets mixed into a mixture. It becomes Batal. It was talking about a case of Maisa Sheni where the fellow who owns the Maisa Sheni has no other. What's Chizkiya's Eza? Chizkiya's Eza was redeem the Maisa Sheni of less than a Bruta on other coins that you've already used to redeem Maisa Sheni. But guess what? We're talking about a guy, Achmeskino, he doesn't have other coins. He didn't redeem any other Maisa Sheni. Delay Parik, there's all the Maisa Sheni monies that are existing by him to be Mechel this less than Sharpruta on it. The Mara says, okay, fine. But he must have other produce. Let him add more Meiser Sheni, not to the mixture, but let him add to the equation and let him then redeem new Meiser Sheni onto monies and add this less than a Pruta that's in the mixture into it. Simple Eitza. And I guess the Mara doesn't even have a Havmi. I'm talking about a guy that the only Meiser Sheni he has less than a Sharpruta, that'll be a very, very unique Akimta. Samar doesn't go there. So this is the Chari Gshmak Eitza. Kamar says, not Gshmak Eitza. You know why? Because really you're telling me that once it's in a mixture, it's batal. If it's midrash, if it's batal, then the chiyev to redeem it only becomes rabbinic. And the other stuff that you're taking now is daraisa. Says Gemara, daraisa for darabanan, not mitzdarfi. We don't mix daraisa and darabanan. Daraisa darabanan is not mitzdarf, and therefore, that's not an option to bring new stuff and mix it together. Meaning, if I already had coins that already had Maisa Sheni Kedusha, I can take this that only has a Chiyuv of Darabanan and put it onto that coin as well. But to take new stuff that has a Chiyuv of Daraisa and use it to redeem at the same time Darabanan and Daraisa, that we don't do. Says the Gemara, still, Benesi Demai. So bring Demai. Demai, of course, is payers that one buys for Amaretz. If one gets payers or receives Amaretz, there's a din midrabanan to take maisers on it because it's a concern. He didn't take it, but rave Amaretz and Amaretz, then midrabanan to take. So let him take on a rabbinic level, and that's midrabanan, and use that. It's interesting, the Mara doesn't say, here the Mara can say, this guy doesn't have the mai. The Mara doesn't say that. Here you can say that. It's not such a crazy kimta. Okay. The Mara says, Dilma aslasu yavadai. The Mara is bothered. The Mara says, we're concerned that if we let him mix demai with this pachas b'shar pruta, he may come to mix new fresh vade maisa sheni, and that's no good. We don't want that because it could affect the maisa. It could affect the derisa as well because it's a two way street. Says the Gemara. Venesi shtei prutais. Venesi shtei prutais. Venechalal alayu. By the way, just a key point. This is a clear raya. Not that it is a discussion. I believe it's taisus in some places. Davishesh matiran, right? Davishesh matiran. No, I may be mixing it up with Another parsha of Teruvus of Im Vatlan Islah Khatila. I mean that's Machlek is saying it's Darais Drabanan. But Davish Matirin could be able to agree. But over here, this Gemara clearly is saying that Davish Matirin is a Drabanan. Is a Drabanan. Because we're saying that the less the Shavuot Brut in the mixture is batal. It's batal. Now, according to Chizkiya, that I could redeem less than Shavruta, it shouldn't be batal, because since I have an ace to redeem it, it should still be chayav at the derisa level, so they should both be derisas. Why is it only derabanan? Because mid derisa it's batal. Mid derisa it's batal. Must be, even though it's davish yesh lamatirin, mid derisa it's batal. It's only mid derabanan that we say it's not batal, and therefore you're mixing derisa and derabanan. Just a key point in this cheshbon that it's a riot to the concept that Dovah Shesh Lamatirin, the fact you don't see Bittl, something which you call Mitter, is not a derisa digadin, it's a rabbinic din. That's why we're calling in our Gemara clearly a mixture of Darabanan and derisa. Okay. But says the Gemara, still have another Eitza. For nice shape prutas, let him bring two pruta coins, and take one pruta and a half and use it to be mechal regular derisa tikka Maisa Sheni onto those pruta and a half. And then a chal hayam achisera. You know you have extra half a coin left over. Once you know you clear up extra half a coin left over, it's already truma, it's already mais sheni deraisa chal on this coin, and then the extra half is like the extra half you had before left over, and use that extra money, use that to, for the remaining drabanan. Gemara says that's great the way you set it up, but it's not how it works. Mechanics don't work that way. If I have two separate prutas, one pruta will redeem a pruta of mais sheni, and the second pruta only has a half a pruta of produce to redeem. It doesn't work. It needs to combine with the drabanan, and we don't combine drabanan deraisa like we said before. Says Gemara. Do you think the way it works is a prut and a mechza of produce will chap kedusha, will transfer kedusha onto the two prutas? So the two prutas now are fully kedush with some space because it didn't really have a full two full prutas worth of value, and therefore it's like our original setup of Chizkia. We have extra space on your coins to take care of this less than a pruta. Lie, it doesn't work that way. Pruta tafsa pruta v'chatzi pruta loy tafsa. One pruta for a pruta of produce is an exact, givaldi, perfect exchange. And the second half pruta of produce will not be typhus. A half a pruta cannot be typhus. A pruta of coinage. Because a half a pruta doesn't have a lachic status, doesn't have a dentira. And therefore, it cannot grab the half a pruta. And elamai, you have to redeem, you have to combine it with the half a pruta drabanan. We don't combine drabanan derisas to get you share pruta. How davli derisa drabanan? Derisa drabanan le mistarfi. The derisa drabanan are mistarf to make the share pruta. Like we said before, maybe we'll elaborate clear enough. When we have a full shear deraisa, which over here is basically a pruta, when I have a coin that it gets kedusha from a full shear deraisa and the coin has space, no problem to add drabanan onto it. But to initially make a transfer from produce onto a coin and to have to combine drabanan deraisa, that doesn't work if I need the drabanan to get to a shear. The Gemara says simple etza. So v'nesi isser. So just take a bigger coin. Use a bigger coin. And of course, the same example that Chizkiya had the whole time. A bigger coin that wasn't fully used. The Isser Italki, we spoke on our example before, worth 8 prutas. It wasn't fully used. There's still more space in it. So do the same thing now. Use an Isser, way more than what the produce is worth, per se. Redeem the produce onto it. This one single coin will have kedusha on a deraisa level. Has space as well. And then you'll use the rest for the drabanan. Says Gemara, the problem is, Dilma, Asila, Suye, Prutas, we're scared that you're right. Isser could work, but with Skir, instead of being an Isser coin, he's going to bring prutas, plural. He's going to bring two prutas and make a problem. So it's a concern. We say bittel. Remember, midrash says bittel anyway. Midrabanan, we want to say bittel dov sheish matirin. We're saying now, even according to Chizkiya, we're going to say bittel even though it's dov sheish matirin according to Chizkiya, because to allow him to do redemption in a way that could lead a mess up and be a bigger problem, namely using two prutas, which will mess up on a midrash level that we don't want, and therefore we don't even allow you to do Isser. The first should point out, even so, even though we're saying that we don't like to do an Isser in this case, it's specifically this case where your value is less than a pruta, you're trying to get around it, that's when we don't let you do it. But in general, to take an Isser coin and redeem stuff that's worth less than Isser, Avad, that's not a problem. That was our whole case of Chizkiya's din in the first place. We just mean when you have less than a pruta to use an Isser on purpose and do this whole, add all the stuff with it and do this whole situation together, that's when it's a problem. But in general, if you go to regular Maaseh Sheni produce and regular Maaseh Sheni produce and you redeem it with an Isser, and even though it's not worth an Isser, that works. And then afterwards, you can employ Chizkiya's idea if it comes up. Okay. Says Gemara now. That's interesting. The Gemara is going to be another teretz for Chizkiya, how he stems with the Braisa. But first, the Gemara is going to focus, it's like a little break in the Gemara, it focuses on the second line of that Braisa. Second line of the Braisa was that something that was Nichnas into Yushalayim, you can't redeem. That becomes, if it goes into a mixture now, it's batel because redemption, redeeming that Maaseh Sheni is not an option. Why have to redeem it? Just take the mixture into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Why are you saying bittel? Just bring the whole mixture into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Why? Again, this is a case of a davar sheish lamatira in l'chayra, because instead of eating it where you are, go eat it in Yerushalayim itself. That'll be heter. Answers the Gemara b'nishnitma. You're right. The case is talking about where it became tummy. And Maaseh Sheni, it's tummy, you can't eat. Right? You can't eat his tummy. So the case is where it became tummy. Now, obviously, if it became tummy, then you have a new question. Then who cares that's outside Yerushalayim? Maaseh Sheni can't eat betumah in Yerushalayim, out of Yerushalayim. Well, of what relevance is that's outside Yerushalayim? The Gemara is going to ask that question further down. The Gemara asks other questions first. Says the Gemara, Vishenetva, Vinifrike, nu, redeem it. Why can't you redeem it? Damar Rebbe Lazar, if it became tummy, so simply redeem it. Take off the Kedusha. Now you can redeem it. Your issue was that it was out of Yerushalayim, but Maaseh Sheni, that's tummy, could be redeemed. We know that Maaseh Sheni is tummy, can redeem. How do you know this? Afilu b'shlayim yivishlayim. Shneamar tapam beis. Afilu b'shlayim, you can redeem it, even though it's ready in yishlayim. Shneamar kilei suchel seisai. This is actually the pasuk that we learn. You only let redeem it in order to bring it to Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says ki yirchak mecha amakim, it's far away. That's when you can redeem it. Vnas vesata kesef, right? You exchange it to money. That's when it's far. When you're far away, when you're in Yerushalayim, you can't do that anymore. But on the flip side, he dashes from the same pasuk that when it's in Yerushalayim, but it became tameh, you let her redeem it, because the pasuk says kolay suchal seisai, you cannot carry it. That's the simple taich. And we teach to be main seisal lachila means you can't eat it. Why? Shnemar ra'is his master made part of in the end of towards the end of Sefer Bereishis, it talks about taking portions over there, taking the portions of food. It took portions of food. So again, the simple taich is carrying it, but with taich over there to be food, here too, if you can't eat it, that's grounds for redemption. Gemara says, you're right. New answer. El, you know what the case is? Belakuch bekas ma'aser sheni. This is, what happened was you had ma'aser sheni produce. You converted it into money. You took the money into Yerushalayim and you purchased new food there with the ma'aser sheni money. And then it became tamei. It already was redeemed. You can't redeem that which was redeemed. Ask them, we're not true. Look up, because Ma'aser Sheni, it's a Mishnah in Bikurim. A Mishnah, sorry, in Ma'aser Sheni. Look up, because Ma'aser Sheni, Nami Lifke, the Nami Lifke Mishnah. Look up, because Ma'aser Sheni, Shenitma Yipada. If you use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy something and becomes tummy, you can't eat it as is. You can redeem that as well. Take off the Kedusha and redeem as well. So Nechari Sobenetza, and Slimar Kidder Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda Dami Kaver, Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that that which is bought with Ma'aser Sheni monies and then becomes tummy, that's too late. You can't redeem it anymore. Initial Ma'aser Sheni, that becomes tummy, you can redeem. But Ma'aser Sheni monies that were used to buy payers and then become tummy, that you can't redeem. Ask the Gemara now the question we had all the way before on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Yerab Yehuda, my area, Yadzaf, Yilei Yatsanami. But once we're going with Yehuda, we're going with the problem of tumma. The reason why redeeming is not an option is because tumma, nothing to do, tumma of new bought Ma'aser Sheni monies, but nothing to do with leaving Yerushalayim. Why is that even relevant? Gemara says, you're right. That can't be the pshat in the Braisa. Ella, when we talk about leaving Yerushalayim, Leilam B'tayar, we're talking about produce that was still tar. Umayatza, what does Yatza mean? Unique case. The Nafu Mechitas, the Nebuch, the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. The produce didn't leave Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim left itself. The walls fell down. The halacha is, Ma'aser Sheni has to be in Yerushalayim, but only Ma'aser Sheni is only in Yerushalayim when the walls are up. If the walls are down, it no longer has the status of L'fnei Hashem, because it's not enclosed, Yerushalayim, and therefore you no longer keep Ma'aser Sheni in that place. So, therefore, that's what we're saying, in such a case, if such Ma'aser Sheni gets mixed up into something else, you say Bittel, Sheyatza, Yerushalayim means that the Mechitz Yerushalayim left, the Yerushalayim left, that the walls fell down. Says the Gemara, V'amarava, Mechitz Lechom D'Araisa, Mechitzas Liklait D'Rabanan. So Rav the Mara asks, but Rav is at a klal that the fact you need mechitzis in order to be ma'aser sheni, that is deraisa. In order to be ma'aser sheni, you need walls of Yerushalayim, that's not a deraisa din. But mechitzis look like this din that once produce gets into Yerushalayim, ma'aser sheni produce, you can't redeem it anymore, which we said is a little bit based on the pasuk, yachim l'cha makim, but the fact that if you take it out, you can't redeem it, that's din derabanan. Mid deraisa, once it goes back out, you can redeem it again. It's only din derabanan. So let's l'chari say a clear svara, chigaz rabanan, when do I want to make a gzera? That you can't redeem it. Kislo mechitzas, but there's a mechitzas that you can still eat it, so you can't redeem it. But kislo mechitzas, there's no mechitzas. Like Rabbanan, without want to make a gzera that you can't eat it and you can't redeem it. So you're stuck with produce you can't eat. Says Gemara, yes. Lei polug Rabbanan, beinis lemechitzas, bein las mechitzas. What do I want to make a gzera that Ma'aser Sheni against Yerushalayim can't be redeemed? The gzera applies even when the walls of Yerushalayim never fall down and you cannot eat it. Still, the gzera applies. You cannot redeem it either. Once the produce reaches Yerushalayim and the Yerushalayim walls were kailed it, it cannot longer be redeemed. Okay, that's an explanation of that second line of the Braisa, that produce of Ma'aser Sheni left Yerushalayim and can't be redeemed. If it goes into a mixture, it's batel. That was that second line of the Braisa. But going back to the first line of the Braisa. First line of the Braisa said that Ma'aser Sheni, that Gamak fell into a mixture and is worth less than Shav Bruta, is also, it's batel. And we had a problem that it doesn't feel like Chizkia. Why does it feel like Chizkia? Because Chizkia held, you could always redeem it onto other coins that already have Ma'aser Sheni money on it, redeem it to other coins. And if that's the case, why are we saying Bittel? We should say it's Dovah Shesh Matim, we should have Bittel. That was our question we had on Chizki before. So our first answer that we gave for Chizki was that the problem is because we're worried about a mixture of Rabbanan and Daraisa. We worried about a mixture of Darabanan and Daraisa. We're talking about a case where, sorry, step one is the guy didn't have any other coins to begin with. Elamai to bring new Ma'aser Sheni coins. We worried about mixing up Daraisa Darabanan, and therefore it wasn't Netzah. That was answer number one for Chizkiah. Now we're coming back and saying answer number two. Again, a little out of order. Ravuna, Barihuda, Mavsheshes, Chadak Tani. The Braisa wasn't saying two different statements. The Braisa saying one long statement. Ma'aser Sheni Shem Meshav Bruta, Shenichlos Yerushalayim V'yatza. You know when you say Bittel? Ma'aser Sheni that wasn't worth the Shav Bruta and went into Yerushalayim and left. That's when we say there's betel there. Because over there, there's no option, even according to Chizkiyah. And that ships even to Chizkiyah. Says Gemara, am I? The Gemara asked a very simple question I had before. Nadar, Nali, Venechle. First step is, go take it back to Yerushalayim. Why is that not an Eitzah? Why are you saying Bittel? The Nafim Mechitzas, we have to still come with the answer that the walls fell down. In fact, Nifgrei, then you still be able to redeem it. Why? Because even if you can't redeem stuff that left Yerushalayim, normally, in this case, even though if you redeem less than a Perut, Shavrut, like Chizkiyah, but you can't redeem it once it goes to Yerushalayim, here you can because the walls fell down. Same question as before. Hamra Mechitzalach with the Mechitzalach with Darbanan. The Mechitzah to eat Ma'aseh Shein Yerushalayim is Daraisa. But the Mechitzah for not being able to redeem, that to be Kailer, they can't redeem anymore, that's only Darbanan. Chigaz Darbanan gets no Mechitzas, that's the Mechitzalach Kashu. Chai Darbanan bring Geyser when there's no Mechitzas. Answers the Gemara, Lay Pulag Rabbanan. Same answer as before, Lay Pulag Rabbanan. Ihachi, so that's right now, a bomb question. According to this answer, you're lumping together less than Shavruta with Leave Yerushalayim. Leave Yerushalayim alone was a whole enough of an answer. Why are you making it a concern of less than Shavruta? Ihachi, even if there is Shavruta, it wouldn't make a difference. Mar says, you're right. Lay Mibai Kamar, it's Lay Mibai. Lay Mibai Yeshbai. Not only when there's a Shavruta, where it's more understandable that when it gets to Yerushalayim, it's Kailut, the Mechitzas are Kailut, and no longer is a Shaykh redemption, because it's something that was fit for redemption, already was worth a Pruta, and it has Shavius as a status, and it's in Yerushalayim, so redeeming it's not an option if it goes back out. To look at the Mechitzas, because the Mechitzas Kailut it, Ella, Aval, I would think that maybe if it's less than a Shavruta, which doesn't have status, maybe the Mechitzas didn't really absorb it, and it could still be redeemed once it goes out. Kamash Blun, that even there, it cannot be redeemed. Okay, it's late, let's go drop further. I promise we'll be finished quicker for Pesach. Let's go drop further, just because the Gemara goes quickly. Says the Gemara. Tanarabanan. Now we're on the topic of redeeming Ma'aseh Sheni of less than a Pruta. Tanarabanan. This, again, I should have spoken about before. Chizkiyah was Mechadish, that you could redeem Ma'aseh Sheni less than a Pruta, and how do you do it? You redeem onto other existing Ma'aseh Sheni monies. That's Chizkiyah's Chiddush. These other opinions are going to hold. A few other opinions here are all going to hold that Ma'aseh Sheni less than a Shavruta doesn't have redemption. And the question is how far we take it. Let's see. Tanarabanan. Imgol Yigal Ish B'Maser Eid says if a person goes to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni from his Ma'aser. B'Maser they call Maser Eid going redeem from his Ma'aser and all his Ma'aser. What does that mean? Probably Ma'aseh Sheni Shavruta. That the drush, the simple drush of the pasuk is Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't have a Shavruta, cannot be redeemed. That's the drush, period. But there's Machlekes Amaram. On this brisa, does Amram argue, what does that mean? It can't be redeemed. What does it mean? Aim with not worth the Shavruta. It's Rav Ami Amar, aim by. It means the Ma'aseh Sheni itself is not worth the Shavruta. If the Ma'aseh Sheni is not worth the Shavruta, it can't be redeemed. Rav Asi takes it to another level. Aim b'chumshay. Even if the chaimish is not Shavruta, which means Ma'aseh Sheni, it's worth more than a pruta, more than a couple of prutas. You can have three prutas of Ma'aseh Sheni. A chaimish of three prutas is still not going to be a pruta until you get to either four or five prutas, depending if you go Milgav and Labar, that'll be tomorrow's discussion. But either way, three prutas for sure, a Ma'aseh Sheni will not get to a pruta of a chaimish. So according to Rav Asi, you need the chaimish to be a pruta. So you need either four or five prutas of Ma'aseh Sheni. Whereas according to Rav Ami, you need only one pruta of Ma'aseh Sheni. Similar machlekes, not similar, exact same. Rav Echanan aim by. Rav Echanan is like Rav Ami and says, has to be only the Ma'aseh Sheni itself is a pruta. You don't need more than that. Whereas Reish Lakish agrees to Rav Asi, who says has to be the chaimish has to be sharp pruta. We'll just leave off the one question. Meisfei esmer kasha on Rav Ami and Rechon, who say that a sharp pruta is enough. Ma'aseh Sheni shem b'sharp pruta, daye sheimer. Ma'aseh Sheni which doesn't have a sharp pruta, it's enough to say, and that's going to be the key dig, the word daye sheimer. Hu v'chum shem b'chol ha'maaseh v'shaynes. This is Chizkiyah Shita. This is Mamish. This is a Braisa. That's word for word like Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah was one of the authors. Again, there's different Chizkiyahs, but this is Mesam Matanah de Chizkiyah. That is the Chizkiyah that was around in Rebbe's Dar, it could be even a son of Rebbe, but around that generation, and there's a price that fits exactly Chizkiyah's memory. Daya Sheimer, Hu v'chum shebchol ha'mais v'shaynes. That's the words that Chizkiyah had before. Let it be chal, the less than the Shav Bruta, and the chaymish on the mais v'shaynes. Now, Bishal Madam Ra'im v'chum shay, according to Reish Lakish and Rav Asi, who say that normally you need it to be a chaymish has to be a full pruta, not just the Ma'aseh Sheni itself. So now the word daya is kishmak. How do you tell daya? That when you have less, you still have that option. Daya, it's good enough just to put it on other stuff, and it's fine. You use lashav daya. The avakav to be day yispe, even though the Ma'aseh Sheni itself has a pruta, keeping the chum shaleka, since the chaymish doesn't have shav pruta, we use lashon of daya. And we use the Chizkiyah's method for the missing shav pruta in the chaymish. El madamar aim by, according to Ami, according to Yechanan, that aim by means that the Ma'aseh Sheni itself doesn't have a Shavapruta. So Ma'aseh Sheni itself doesn't have a Shavapruta, and if we need to use this method, my daya, what the Maral Chaim means to say, what my daya means, this is Mamish Chizkiyah's case. This is Chizkiyah's din. So the Bryce's lashon of daya sheyaymar doesn't fit so gishmak. The din would be normal for a case of lashon Shavapruta. It must be, we're talking about a case where the chaimish isn't a Shavapruta, but the Ma'aseh Sheni itself is a Shavapruta, which would this price would be a riot too. Rav Asi and Reish Lakish against Rav Ami and Rabbi Yochanan Kash will leave. It's a Kash Lev Shver. We'll pause over here and pick up Mitzvah tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m. We have Sunday morning. We will pick up and learn Monday's daf and Monday morning Mitzvah 5:50 a.m. regular time to cover Tuesday's daf. Good to go.